So if they end up tearing it down, would they, first off, where would they play? And it was, is part of this decision maybe the fact that, hey, it worked out in Buffalo, maybe they can play there for a year or two?
I don't think that's a factor, because, you know, you can't, I don't know where they would play. And, you know, I don't think that Buffalo is something that they want to do forever. And remember that Buffalo also has its own baseball team, and that you're not just going to sort of boot that baseball team out of there as well. So I don't know that. That's it, really right now the primary question, where they would play. And I don't know, could they build something temporary in the interim? Could they stomach that kind of revenue hit during the construction period? There are a number of questions there that are unanswered at this point.
Could they give Montreal a little love and move into Olympic Stadium for a year or two? Just off the top of my head.
Yeah.
Perhaps,
but again, you know, Major League Baseball considers that facility, you know, suitable for a game or two every year.
Right.
They don't consider it suitable for 81. It's not, you don't want your players on that surface for 81 games. So there would have to be substantial renovations for that to happen. But there are some significant questions as to what that does to your fan base, right? If they are disconnected from your team for an extended period of time, what does that do for your revenues for a substantial period of time? You know, I think because of the pandemic, every team is okay, we can survive 1 year without revenues, without gate-driven revenues. But for an extended period of time, that becomes a little bit more difficult. So that's certainly the million-dollar question today, and one that, you know, I'll be doing some digging in on.